Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed lower across the board, with December corn trading down 4.25 cents at 341.5. That was about 6 cents off the low of the day, but we did make the lows for the contract after that report, which was released at 11 a.m. Soybeans also under pressure. They traded to new contract lows today, but then rebounded about 13 cents off of the low. They traded as low as 969.5 in the November beans, and that would have been down just over 20 cents on the day from yesterday's close. And if you go back to the 1st of July, we've sold off almost about $2.50, almost $3. So in a period of about 2.5 months, we've taken off about $2.50. Pretty big sell-off for the soybeans. And then wheat futures, of course, continue their skid, with Kansas City wheat closing down 9 cents at about 606.5, and Chicago wheat down 10 cents here today to close at 509. Both of those also reaching new contract lows. It looks like there's going to be some rainfall over the next couple of days here in the southern plains, and that will increase the amount of wheat being planted and give it a higher chance of it actually coming up well. And so all these wheat farmers in western Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas are all looking forward to the rainfall.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The USDA crop production and supply and demand report this morning showed that the big crops keep getting bigger. The corn yield was estimated at 171.7 bushels per acre, where last month we were estimating 167.4. So uncharacteristically a large increase of almost 4 bushels an acre for the corn from the USDA. The average guess was 170.7, so even a bushel per acre higher than the average guess. And that put total production at 14.395 billion bushels for here in the U.S. That was about 350 or so bushels more than where we were in August, and almost 500 million bushels higher than where we were last year. So a big increase in the corn production. Soybean yield of 46.6 bushels per acre, higher than last month of 45.4. Last year we were at 43.3, so quite an increase over last year. That puts total production at 3.91 billion bushels for this month. The average guess is 3.883, so higher than guessed. Both of those corn and bean numbers are bearish to the market. And then if you look at the world, the ending stocks, 698 bushels, million bushels for wheat, 2 billion bushels for corn, and 475 million bushels for beans.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Tom. Recapping today's markets, October live cattle 232 lower at 157.37, December down 240 at 159.70. October feeder cattle 152 lower at 225.60, November down 155 at 223.92. October lean hog 72 lower at 106.37, December down 145 at 97.20. December Kansas City wheat down 9.25 at 606.25, March down 8.25 at 613.5. half. December Chicago wheat down 10 and a quarter at 509 and a half. March down 9 and three quarters at 526 and a quarter. December corn down 4 and 3 quarters at 341. March down 5 at 353 and a half. November soybeans down 12 and a quarter at 981 and a half. January down 12 at 988 and a quarter. October cotton up 65 at 70.79. December up 95 at 68.09. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.